When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the latest episode of Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Thanks for joining us on your favorite podcast app, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Red Circle, and the Five Reasons YouTube channel. Make sure you hit like, subscribe, and turn the notifications on. Also, check us out on Off the Floor. That's our new Discord, $2.99 per month. You can chat with us, chat with other fans. It goes on 24/7. You never know where it's going to go. You can also turn the notifications off on that if you don't want to be bothered for a little bit and then come back to it whenever you want. We've got 9 different channels on there right now, but they're only accessible if you pay the monthly fee. So check it out. Again, the link to it is right here in the podcast description, on the YouTube description, and also pinned at the top of the Five Reasons Twitter page. Also, check out Better Edge. Use the code 5RSN. That's the number 5RSN. Get $20 to play. This is a sports exchange for sports betting. You're betting against others who use it, so you can find the line that you want, which is pretty damn cool. It's also been legal in the state of Florida. You don't got to wait for something else to happen. So check it out at BetterEdge.com. Use the code 5RSN and join our tournaments. In fact, we're doing a new NBA tournament for the month of January. Look for that on January 3rd. And now, today's episode.
Down to Biscayne.
Yikes.
Five on the floor, ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing, you can check the score. Hustle hard, couple scars, wearing bubble frogs. Just like Butler said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing, got an all band. Y'all seen the block, stop with one hand. And Pat, we trust, it's power, have the guts. We here to bring the heat, y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
All right, welcome back to Five on the Floor. Here's today's floor plan. I'm Ethan Skolnick. You can follow me at Ethan J. Skolnick and Five Reasons Sports. I got Greg Sylvander. You can follow him at Greg Sylvander. We will, at first, update you on where the Heat are on their road trip, and then we'll get into today's topic. So let's get into it. The Heat now 1-2 on their trip, 19-14 on the season. Just lost to the Clippers, going to be playing the Lakers. We know for sure Jimmy Butler, this latest injury is foot irritation. He will not be playing against the Lakers. He actually got hurt against the Lakers a couple of years ago. Josh Richardson is out again with, what is it, Greg? This is the first time they've actually classified it. Facet syndrome?
Yes, and that is a condition in which arthritic change and the inflammation occur in the basically vertebral bodies or tiny joints called facet joints. It does not sound good.
Yeah, neither of us are doctors, nor did we stay at a Holiday Inn last night. I stayed at a Courtyard Marriott, but it doesn't sound great. So we'll wait to get more of an update on that as it goes forward. And Caleb Martin, again, doubtful, not expecting him to play. So looks like pretty much the same crew that lost to the Clippers. But I don't know that it's going to be the same starting lineup because it's a different kind of team that they're playing, a bigger team that the Lakers are putting out there, especially since LeBron's been playing point guard. This comes in from our guy Simons at Simon Sperling. You should follow him on Twitter. Most, and I keep getting this wrong, so he got the actual accurate number here, which is nice. Most starting lineups this season: Heat 19, Suns 15, Celtics 11, Lakers 9, Sixers and Knicks 8, Nuggets and Bucks 7, Clippers 6, Thunder and Kings 5, T-Wolves 4. That's only about, like, that's not even half the league. So that means that more than half the league has used fewer than 4 starting lineups this year.
Unbelievable.
And the Heat have used 19. And I think they'll probably be a 20th because I don't think that we're going to see Kane in the starting lineup again, which means probably back. Highsmith's still out, right? So probably Highsmith's back in Miami. So probably maybe back to Love in this matchup, possibly.
Maybe.
Which is, that would be a new starting lineup, I think. I actually suggested a lineup today going forward, which would be, you know, to at some point, you know, go with Hero, Hawkes, Butler, Martin, and Bam once everybody's healthy. Because I think that's ultimately their closing lineup. So Simon Sterling came back at me and said that lineup's played 2 minutes together this season. Which means that'll be the one that closes the finals, right? Like,
that's how it's going to play out.
This is just mad scientist shit at this point. It caused in part by the injuries, and I do think we've got a couple episodes we got to hit down the road, which is why is this happening? Because we've covered, I mean, I covered so many Heat teams where everybody played at least 75 games, and something has happened here, and I need to get to the bottom of it, but I don't want to do that episode irresponsibly. I feel like I need to talk to Spoelstra and others involved, the staff, okay, why it is that so many players are missing time now, whereas that hasn't happened to this degree in the past. And I know Eric got sensitive about it when he was asked in Orlando and said that last year is mostly Yurtsevin or Oladipo, but I mean, this year it's not Oladipo and Yurtsevin, it's others. it's their core three, and then it's a lot of their primary rotation players. So we'll touch on that another day. But today, we'll touch on something a little bit more positive, I guess. The Heat are playing the Lakers, and you know it's funny that there are these blue blood franchises in the NBA, like there are in college basketball, right? Like Duke is a blue blood franchise, blue blood program, right? UCLA was for years, hasn't been as much recently, although Hawkins and Kevin Love certainly represent on the Heat. Kentucky's been one of those. You know, you can go through the list of these, obviously, you know, Carolina, yeah, etc. Okay. Well, in the NBA, like, the blue blood programs are typically what? Or Celtics and the Lakers, right? Like, those are the top two.
That's what most people think of, yes.
Okay. So here's some stats for you, just to show you where the Heat fit in this mix.
Via StatMeter.
Thank you very much. Playoff wins. Well, I'm sorry. Let's do regular season wins first, okay? First in regular season wins, and again, we think this is totally up to date, but if not, it's certainly close. Most regular season wins since the year 2000. Okay, so Pat Riley era began in 95, right? So we're not going all the way back to that, but we'll go to 2000. Spurs, 1,261. Mavericks, 1,162. Celtics, 1,104. Heat, 1,098.
That's
right. Jazz, 1,001. And this is wins. And Lakers, 1,080. By the way, the Nuggets are right there at 1,059, and they haven't won a championship during that time. In fact, Utah hasn't either. So of these teams that are in the top seven in wins, you've got a couple of them who have not won championships. Of course, the Nuggets won last year, right? Exactly. I'm sorry. I guess I forgot the important one. I keep thinking of them in the Carmelo way. Yes, I'm right. I was there. I'm sorry. I forgot. Right, I should know that. So the Jazz are the one that hasn't won a championship during that period of time. But those are the ones in the top seven in wins. And then it's the Rockets, Thunder, and Pacers and Suns right after them. Playoff wins. So the Heat are fourth. Like six wins behind the Celtics. Okay? In playoff wins, Spurs are first at 151. Lakers are second at 149. The Heat are third at 148. Oh, if they had only won a couple of those games at the end of the bubble, so they would be ahead of the Lakers in that. Celtics are 135. The Warriors are 113. Those are the five franchises in the top five. And then you drop down a bit to the Cavs, which we know is all caused by one guy. Mavs. And now these sorry, sad sack Pistons, who were not always so sorry at the beginning of the 2000s. Then you get to the Sixers, Pacers, and Suns. So the Heat are fourth in regular season wins, third in playoff wins, okay? And if you go to the finals, and Greg, thanks for breaking this down, most appearances, Lakers at 8, Heat at 7, Warriors at 6, Spurs at 5, Cavs at 4, Celtics at 3. So the Heat are second in that category, which is the one that matters. Well, almost as much as this one. Most titles. Lakers 6, Warriors 4, Heat and Spurs 3. Nobody else with more than one. Three franchises have won at least three titles since the year 2000. The Heat are a blue blood franchise now.
They are.
Right?
Isn't it beautiful?
It is, although I don't feel like anybody outside of South Florida recognizes it.
True.
So why is that?
That's a tough And there is a Miami bias, and you've talked about it for years and will articulate it better than I, but I don't understand why it exists so strongly with this team, because they do it the right way. And that's the thing that bothers me the most, is that people always do the built, not bought thing. Well, now they've built it and they've bought it and they've probably traded for it, and they'll sell it and then they'll, you know, buy it again. They're doing it in every way, shape, or form. So to me, I would think a lot of Heat fans, or excuse me, NBA fans generally, or media members, would think it's a pretty damn cool story. They're not the team that just is always the one seed. So even though that they did spend stretches, obviously, with a rock star team in the Big Three. So it's a weird circumstance. I don't know why it happens, other than maybe because of the Big Three era, it discounts everything else, because basically everyone says, oh, the only reason they're in that category is because of that 4-year stretch.
Right. But with the Cavs, it's clearly just because of LeBron.
Correct.
Right. Like, it is only because of LeBron. Like, you can isolate those years. Like, they had some decent teams in the early 2000s, but you can isolate those years. The years he was there, the years he wasn't. But the Heat, you can't really do that. Now that you've got this Jimmy run, and, you know, the early 2000s, now that misses the last 4 years of the 90s, right? The previous decade and century, where the Heat won a ton of games. They didn't win a ton of playoff games, but they won a ton of games over the last 4 or 5 years of the last century. But I think the other thing that would be interesting to kind of see here is, you know, how many – some of this is wins. Playoff wins is a little bit skewed at times because, again, sometimes how many games – there were some years that were 3 out of 5 series, I believe, towards the beginning. So it's a little bit off in that regard. But – I mean, if you just look at how many series that the Heat have had to win over this period of time, but beyond that, how many times they've missed the playoffs? I bet you, if we went through it, that they've missed the playoffs fewer times than even some of these other teams in the top five in the overall wins. I don't feel like they've had as many of the down years as some of these teams.
How many finals NBA finals appearances do they have?
7.
I bet you they don't have 7 teams that didn't make the playoffs.
I think it's 6 actually since Riley took over, I believe. Right? So I think you're right, because that goes even further back. And actually, if you look at like really poor seasons, it's 07-08, right? And 01-02.
Yeah. And 0203
was worse than 0102, right? So 0203, 0708, but even the non-playoff seasons, I mean, 16-17 was a 500 team because of the great second half after the awful first half. And a couple of those other teams were not bad teams. They just were not great teams. And then you mentioned there were some teams where they didn't pile up a ton of regular season wins like this past one, and they ended up in the finals. But I just think when you look at these overall numbers, you cannot make an argument that they don't belong in that. And I'm doing a lot of double negatives there, but like that they don't belong up there in that class. And again, I don't think necessarily that they get the credit for that. I bet you that the Celtics, if we went through it, have more non-playoff seasons since then, because the Celtics had some down years. They had some really bad years, right? Like, especially – I mean, Antoine Walker was basically saved from the Celtics. Remember, it was the early 2000s. They were not so good, right? And then
they were relying on Walter McCarty.
Right, exactly. So, you know, I think that it was, you look at these overall numbers, and again, we're not excusing when they go through a bad losing streak or they don't make a trade that we want them to make, etc. But on the other side is, I want to get to why this has happened. Because it's simple enough to say, well, Pat Riley's in charge. Right. Like that's what you say. Like that. But I think there are other reasons beyond this, because to stay at this level, I mean, there are some franchises like, again, the Kings didn't make the playoffs for what, 15 years until they did last season. I wouldn't be surprised if the Heat have twice as many wins as the Kings if I go through this, or pretty damn close to it. So on the other side here, I want to get into some of the reasons that this has happened and how it compares to some of the other teams at the top. But just something we wanted to do before they face the Lakers. Also want to mention one of our great sponsors, Water Cleanup of Florida, WCUFL.com. That's WCUFL.com. Michael Robert and his team, they'll take care of you. If you got water or mold damage in your house, your place of business, they're based in Boca Raton. They service the entire Tri-County area, but also they can help you out beforehand. They can do the preventative maintenance for you because we know that the insurance companies don't always take care of you afterwards. So reach out to them, Michael Robert and team at WCUFL.com, Water Cleanup of Florida. Get more than 75-star reviews on Google as well. If you don't trust us, trust those. So check it out again, WCUFL.com. If you've got the schmutz,
they got the guts.
Hey, it's Ethan Skolnick for Five on the Floor on the 5 Reasons Sports Network. As you know, we heard from Pat Riley recently. Everybody has an opinion on trades, free agency, who they should keep, who they should give up, who they should get. Well, whatever it is that Riley and the Heat do, you don't want them giving up too much and getting too little, right? Well, the same is true of shaving products. And that's why I use Harry's Shaving Products. I love the weight it handles. I love the way it looks. And I love the quality of the shave. I have a little bit of trouble growing out a good beard, so better to just shave it off and make sure that it looks somewhat professional. These are German-engineered blades made in their own factory, so they stay sharp longer. Means you can use them longer. And also, they've got customizable delivery options for scheduled refills as low as $2, half of what you pay for other big brands. Also, I would recommend the shaving lotion as well and the body wash. So check it out. You can go to harrys.com/5. That's harrys.com/5. You'll get a $13 trial set for just $3. Again, don't pay too much and get too little. Same is true of shaving as NBA transactions. harrys.com/5 for your $3 trial set.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So let's get to the similarities here between some of these teams and kind of how this has happened, right?
Yeah.
I would say if you look at the teams in, say, just the top five in wins, okay, with the Heat, Spurs, Mavs, Celtics, Jazz, the Lakers likely will pass the Jazz here, okay, because they're one win behind this as we chart this thing, and they have a stronger team, and not great this year. They're 500, but better than the Jazz this season. The Nuggets might pass the Jazz this year, actually, because they're 22 behind the Jazz at this moment. If you look at those teams, to me, the team that the Heat are most similar to, the franchise, is San Antonio.
For sure.
Okay, and that's because of ownership's been the same, pretty much. I don't know when Peter Holt took over, but been there a long time. R.C. Buford and Pop have been together. Yeah, they've done it a little differently than Miami has.
I want to get it
right. Well, go ahead, because they haven't done it with free agents, but also they've done it by tanking a couple of times. Right?
They've done, not only they've tanked and done it that different way, built that team many different ways. The Lakers have built teams in different ways. And here's a cool thing for Heat fans. We've got to experience both of those polarities, because like, they did the Lakers star chaser, get the biggest name, have the splash, do the water guns in the big trucks outside, do the parade before the parade. They did all that, but now they're also doing the Spurs built, not bought kind of scenario, and really like grinding out and developing players. So I think it's super cool that the Heat have kind of had to get the opportunity to experience both of those. And I don't think they get enough credit for pivoting between those two philosophies, because they take completely different belief systems in the decision-making processes and a lot of stuff, but yet they somehow ended up in the same place with both sides. So I think that that's a pretty, another cool similarity between the Spurs, who've had the two different runs, the Lakers, who have kind of always built it by going and getting the biggest star that they could. They've never done the homegrown thing, but the Heat doing both.
Well, the Lakers did the homegrown thing way back when they made the trade so that they could take Worthy at the top of the draft, and they took Magic towards the top of the draft. But you're right. Since then, primarily, it's been, you know, going out and getting free agents. I mean, even if you're going to talk about the Heat going out and getting Shaq, I mean, the Lakers went out and got Shaq, from somewhere else. But I think the thing with the Spurs, that there's some similarity here to what the Heat are doing now, is that the Spurs they tanked for Duncan. We know that. It's obvious. Okay, they played Dominique Wilkins like on one Achilles, you know, at age 37, like 65 games into the ground and all that stuff. But they also got Kawhi Leonard in a draft day trade at the 15th pick, right? And they took Tony Parker late first round. They took, I think Manu was a, what, late first round, second round pick. I'd have to check that. So they've done it a little bit that way. And then again, they pivoted towards, I mean, I don't even know the Pop would still be there if they hadn't gotten the number, no matter what he says, if they hadn't gotten the number one overall pick and ultimately taken Wemby. To me, the team that's interesting to be in this top five here in wins is Dallas. Because I don't, I guess the thread there.
Regular season, though, right?
Yes, it's just regular season. No, you're right. You're right. But it is to be that high. Is that to me the thread with the Heat is they had one guy in Dirk, like the Heat had in Dwayne, who was just great for a long time, right? Like
you nailed it.
Yeah. So I mean, I think that's probably it. Now they have Luka, who's kind of the natural heir. You know, just like Duncan was the natural heir to Robinson, Luka's the natural heir to Dirk. Jimmy's the natural heir to Dwayne. Like there are the franchises tend to go for similar type players if they can find them, and they're up there. And Utah though, like because right, like this is post Malone and Stockton. Post Malone, I didn't mean to do that. I start singing circles or say say Trebers or
something. Better now.
Yeah, exactly. I apologize for that. But yeah, this was what the Deron Williams teams, right? Carlos Boozer teams.
Yeah, they just had a lot of good 50-win groups that never went anywhere.
But it's impressive that they're even at that level, honestly, because that's not any.
They don't tank. They're like Indiana. They don't tank.
Right, but it does go a little bit against this kind of perception that you can't win in a smaller market when you've got San Antonio and Utah in the top five in wins. I mean, Utah, again, it's going to change probably by the end of next week. It could change as soon as the Lakers beat the Heat. But to have the Jazz with only one more win than the Lakers since the Lakers the Jazz to have more wins than the Lakers, I'm sorry, since the year 2000 is remarkable, actually.
Think about this. Indiana and Oklahoma City have more wins than the Phoenix Suns in that time span. So, like, that's if you talk about small markets.
Yeah, Eddie Johnson's such a big Heat fan. We should call Termini and Eddie Johnson on NBA radio and see what they think of that. And then if you look at the titles again, this is where it gets a little more interesting. Because we talk about some of these cute small market teams, right? But there aren't really the titles to show for it.
You're right.
For the Spurs with the three titles and the five appearances, and again, they had a transformative player in Duncan, and then, you know, got Kawhi, etc. You know, the Cavs with the one title, that's LeBron. But really, it's we're talking about, you know, the Lakers, the Warriors, and the Heat.
Yep. Which is so cool that the Heat are in that conversation. I'm going to come back to that. I don't give a shit if people get tired of me saying it.
And I'll say this about Golden State too, because we can talk about them adding Durant and all the rest of that, and that was a cheat code, no doubt. But they drafted Curry when he was the third point guard taken in his draft. They drafted Clay at number 11. They took Draymond, which the Heat should have done. I wrote that on draft night at the very bottom of the first round or early second round, right? So it's bottom of first round, I believe. And so I think it's 30th overall or something along those lines. I mean, they built that team, and we never got to see it against the Heat's highest level team because LeBron left, and it would have been tremendous if those two teams could have actually met in the finals in 14-15 and 15-16, but didn't happen. Of course, LeBron saw them on the other, you know, from Cleveland. He saw them, but they built a totally different way, and I respect the way that they built. But as you look forward, as we sort of end this episode, again, we went a different direction today. Which of these franchises that have been winning the titles and making the finals appearances since the year 2000, since Y2K, remember that, by the way? Wasn't the world supposed to end? I remember I was all freaked out.
Everyone was taking their money out of their bank accounts. Weirdos.
Right. I think I was one of them. But these teams that have made all the finals appearances, let's look at these. Lakers, Warriors, Heat, Spurs, Cavs, Celtics. Let's rank them. Those six franchises that have made the most finals appearances since 2000, anywhere between 3 and 8. Which is the one that we don't think makes a finals anytime soon?
Say them one more time. I'll eliminate it quickly.
We got Lakers, Warriors, Heat, Spurs, Cavs, Celtics.
Cavs out.
Oh, the Spurs out for now, right?
Would you put it out?
Okay. So that leaves us with Lakers, Warriors, Heat, Celtics. Who's most likely to make a finals appearance this season? Is it okay to say Boston, or are we not allowed to do that on this show?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Who's second among those teams? I would say the Heat, right?
Yeah, it's not Golden State. That's for sure.
No. Not in their current constitution. And probably the Lakers would be third, I would guess.
Yep. And some will argue that the Lakers are over the Heat, but whatever.
Okay. And then beyond this season, with their current front offices, ownership situations, etc., if I was to say to you in 5 years, which of these teams will have made the most appearances?
The Heat. I've done this exercise so many times, Ethan. Like, I have a friend. His name is Steve. Shout out to my homie, Steve Albright. And we've talked about the Miami Heat won the championship in 2006. And he bet me that I bet him that the Heat would win another one before his Chicago Bulls won one. And we've gone on with that bet over and over again. And look how many times I've cashed in now, 3 times since. Like, that's just an explanatory way of me saying that, like, I've had this conversation so many times. The Heat figure it out. They'll get back there, I think, just as much, if not more, than any other team. Boston is the one team that could challenge them, though. I'll be honest about that.
Well, I think if you look at the current front office situations, if you would kind of compare them, and we know obviously the Miami front office doesn't really change. There's been a change in Golden State where Dunleavy seems to be taking things a little bit of a different direction than Bob Myers. We'll see if he can go totally that way. With the Lakers, it's funny. Like, Laker fans either love Pelinka or hate him, and it seems to depend on the day, right? Like, well, they're giving him a hard time for signing Heat guards who end up getting hurt. But they loved him last year at the trade deadline. But there's always the question of whether the Lakers will actually spend money, even though their television contract nets them more than nets them more than the majority of these teams. And the Celtics until now have not really been willing to spend big money. They are now, and they've been willing to go to the second apron, which the Heat have not been willing to do for a variety of reasons, but they have not been willing to spend as much. And I'll say this about San Antonio. Like I said, they have the piece in Wemby. How long is Pop going to be coaching there? A lot of his former assistants are coaching all over the place now. I don't know if they have the tree there in place. And I don't know if the coaching tree in place, and I don't know if they have the right pieces around Wemby where they're going to turn this around anytime soon. So I would say Boston for this season, yes. I'll take Miami for the next 5 years, though. I'll take Miami for so. There you're at. All right. Thanks to our sponsors, Water Cleanup of Florida, Better Edge. And again, we'll have coverage of the Lakers and Heat as the Heat try to get to 2-2 on their road trip. Don't want to lose this one because then they go to Phoenix. Phoenix starting to get healthier now. You do not want a 1-4 trip coming home. Again, no Jimmy Butler again. We'll see if he plays against the Suns in a couple of days. Have a good one, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the 5 on the Floor on the 5 Reasons Sports Network. After all, someone needs to listen to my dad.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.